I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. South Carolina has seen an increase in the number of women who die each year from pregnancy and childbirth complications. To talk about this troubling trend and the efforts to understand the causes is Dr. Scott Sullivan, director of the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Sullivan, can you provide an update about the increase in maternal mortality rate in our state?
Yes, this is an important public health topic that I'm very glad we're highlighting. Unfortunately, in South Carolina, we've seen nearly a tripling of the maternal mortality rate since 2007. Across the whole country, we've seen that increase as well, but it's only been doubling. So our problem here is even worse. And obviously, those of us who take care of a pregnant woman are very alarmed by this.
What exactly are the numbers here in South Carolina at this point in time?
I think it's important to note that an individual pregnant woman's risk is still quite low. It is currently 25 deaths per 100,000 births. So an individual risk is low. But before 2007, we averaged about 6 deaths a year in our state. And now we're averaging over 18. So again, 3 times as many.
And do we know what the cause is?
Unfortunately, in South Carolina, we don't. Nationally, the information would indicate that the biggest increases have been in heart-related problems, heart attacks, hypertension, blood clots, and not increases in some of the traditional causes such as bleeding or infection.
And tell us about the efforts to get to the bottom of this here in South Carolina.
Happy to. This has been a multi-year effort to establish a volunteer working group of experts across medicine to actually pull the cases of maternal deaths and look at the causes, and first and foremost, to try to determine if they're avoidable or not. Can they be prevented? And if we find out that our trend is exactly the same as it is in other parts of the country, we know what we need to do in terms of training, in terms of changing how we give prenatal care and how we educate providers.
And how long is this effort going to be going on?
We really envision it as permanent. The bill we wrote just passed and was signed by Governor Haley. So right now we are assigning the members of the group, and then we're going to meet this fall for the first time. And then we'll meet 3 to 4 times a year. We'll give a yearly report to a DHEC and the legislature. And then really what we want to do is roll out information for doctors and for patients to every maternity hospital in South Carolina.
Dr. Sullivan, I know you are a doctor who specializes in caring for pregnant women with high-risk pregnancies. Can you offer any advice or tips for women in this category about what they can do themselves to try to ensure a healthy pregnancy and childbirth?
I think the single most important thing is good early prenatal care. We do think that the majority of maternal deaths are likely preventable with the treatment of things, say, like hypertension or for diabetes or weight management. A lot of complications will give warning signs well before something happens. So steps can be taken to intervene to mitigate the risk.
Dr. Sullivan, thank you so much for providing this update.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.